And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. I'm serious when I say it. I'm talking about we send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, by the way, somebody else who covers a lot of ground, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is one of our sponsors on this show. And by the way, this is who I use in the Gadsden area. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics, 7 days a week, y'all. 7 days a week. Extended hours in a lot of their locations. They're in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston. 5 locations in the Birmingham area. The 2 newest ones are Chelsea and Hoover. I'm just going to tell you, Southern Immediate Care, every time I've had to go there, very clean, great staff. Get me right in. Walk-ins are welcome. And by the way, they take all ages. You're talking like pediatric to geriatric. You can do all of them there. If you need something, like you wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever, what do? Southern Immediate Care. Check them out. Go to their website and just find the nearest location to you. And I'm telling you, when you go, by the way, tell them you heard about them on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, well, I'm just going to continue on. I mean, there's no reason to bring up that third dipper because I got people, man. I got so many people, one of whom I met last night in person, which was this great Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, man?
Oh, and that was enjoyable, and the pizza was good, too.
Absolutely. By the way, that was my old stomping grounds. I graduated from Grissom High School. My house, I could literally shout from where we were last night to my old house. It was just kind of cool being there.
Yeah, my wife and two of her sisters and her brother all graduated right across the street from
Yep,
there.
Absolutely. What's on your mind, buddy? What you thinking?
Well, I was just thinking, it's nothing that Mike Pence said in the debate last night, but it's a few years ago. One of the things I admire about him the most is he announced it that he won't go to lunch with another lady unless his wife or another person is along with him. And I find that admirable.
Oh yeah, I've always admired that. He is not afraid to say that they take actual measures to ensure that the integrity of their relationship is never ever sacrificed or seen to be sacrificed for that matter.
He has honor. I do appreciate that.
I do too.
That was it.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Take care. There were some good folks on that stage. I mean, there's some people I don't know that I could listen to Chris Christie for the next 4 years. I think Asa Hutchinson, I'm not at all enthused, not at all. Burgum, I was interested in Burgum. And just, by the way, I don't know if you caught this, Boomer, but Burgum actually, which is interesting, he was playing pickup game of basketball with some of his staffers the morning of, and he tore his Achilles tendon. He was in the hospital half the day. And still came that night. I guess I didn't see whether he was wearing a special boot or not.
Really?
But, man, Achilles tendons injuries, it's hard
man.
To stand. I heard he had actually tore it. So, anyway, wow. But he was there.
Wow.
He was there. And then,
That's
you know, I still look at, so Nikki Haley, I admire her. I think she was a decent, very decent governor in South Carolina. But I just don't know that I'm seeing her as the president right now. Although, I'll be honest, I think you said it during a break. You and I and McQueen were talking. If any one of those was up against Biden, I would be more enthused with them than I would about Biden.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I said Nikki Haley maybe as the loser last night,
yeah,
because she kind of came across to me as in the nicest way possible, a nagging mom.
There's nothing nice about that. We'll try and candy coat that.
I just want to say as the nicest way possible. But it was. It's just like a nagging mom. I mean, at the beginning, you know.
Are you being sexist? Are you being sexist
no,
right now?
No, not at all. Because I went in thinking I was going to really like Nikki Haley.
Yeah. I think she was trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's trying too hard to school people. And she got... At first, and part of it I was listening to in the car because I was driving back from Huntsville, but I thought, like, wow, lady, calm down. But then she got a little better, and she actually had some lines towards the end. She got into it with Ramaswamy at one point,
yeah,
and schooled him pretty hard. It was one of the few times he was on his heels. Ramaswamy, by the way, I was eager to see how he was going to do on the world stage, so to speak, you know,
right,
in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And And I thought he did pretty well, but the thing he did was he tried too hard to be the guy. You know,
he didn't need to be the guy. He needed to be himself because he's been doing great doing that.
Yeah.
He just needed to show who he was, not try to be the guy.
Yet. And he kept doing the, like, you know, at some point it got to be like a, nyah, nyah, no, you did, no, you did, no, right. You did. That's when I was like, come on, let's stop. Let's see what kind of text message we got in here. JT.
Oh, you're going to spend the rest of the show on text.
Oh, my gosh. We got some text messages, bro. There's so many. JT Lacey Springs, he says, Boomer, toss Butters on the board one day and take a Terry's Pizza evening in Huntsville.
Woo! Let's do it.
He also said earlier, he said, my vote, Biden is in. He's in Tahoe, his beach house. He's any place to. Oh, that was one I did read out earlier. That's right. JT, good to see you last night. John from Huntsville. Phil, since I didn't show up at Terry's Pizza, here's a picture of me and my very special guitar and a poster of Indiana Jones. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
The poster of Indiana Jones makes the whole thing, but good deal. John, thanks, man. Parts guy in Albertville. I don't know about this Ramaswamy guy. He said, yeah, seems sharp, but also way too smooth. He said, I feel like saying, show me the money. He said, what's this guy doing, taking Soros money, a.k.a. scholarship? And by the way, that I was surprised that didn't come up, is there's apparently some Soros-funded scholarship that Ramaswamy got to go to college. But I don't know that he was actually seeking George Soros money. He was just the recipient of a scholarship.
I'm sure it will come up.
Oh, it's going to come up. It's going to come up. Anyway, all right. Chris from Gadsden. I think Mike Pence will do better if he sticks to protecting Dr. Quest. See what I said earlier?
We did pull the picture up.
I did say that. During the break, we were talking in the studio, Chris. And I said that the funny thing is, I've always thought that Mike Pence looked just like Race Bannon from the Johnny Quest cartoon. Bob from Madison says, I love Trump, but it was good he wasn't there, so we got to know the other candidates. I agree.
Yep.
I think I'm okay with that. Plus, I look at it and think, it had been the whole night. You're going to be turning yourself in Fulton County tomorrow and having your mugshot made. How do you feel, Mr. President? Anyway, plenty of time for that later. David from Huntsville, he said, great to see you. And my brother was there last night, so he says, great to see you and meet your brother, Phil. Other friends, and also finally met Brian from Huntsville. And then he says, Boomer, Nikki Haley just scares you. Trump, man. Chris from Priceville says, wanted to hear more from Tim Scott. DeSantis didn't do great at all. Vivek took the debate. Okay, Chris, I don't contest that. I think DeSantis held his own. He did no harm.
I think he's just waiting.
You think?
I think he may be waiting for something. Like, not waiting for something. I think his strategy, from what I watched last night, I think his strategy was to say what he needed to say, watch what everybody else is doing. I think he'll come out hard either one of the next two.
All right, maybe so. We'll see. I tell you what he did have going for him. Immediately after the debate, he walked off stage and went and got on the Sean Hannity show for a full interview, and that was so
– oh, wow.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically he got his moment. Brandon from Athens says the best anyway, I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. The best part of the show. He was talking about something that we were talking about at the time, and I don't know what it was. Something was the best part of the show.
Sweet.
Okay. Amy from Rainbow City, she says, President DeSantis, Vice President Ramaswamy, Secretary of State Nikki Haley, Secretary of Defense Katie Britt or Phil Williams. Okay. Attorney General Ted Cruz, Secretary of Health and Human Services RFK Jr. Bring the Democrat in. I see it. Go home, Pence and Christie. Okay. Nice. Amy's already laid out the cabinet, man.
There we go.
All right. I see the whole administration. Tony from Piedmont, I will concur with the fact that Pence is toast. Ramaswamy or DeSantis distance two and three regardless. Thomas from Athens says, I believe the Indian conflict during the debate is partially based on the different cultures that Haley's parents were Sikhs from northern India. Okay, he's giving me the breakdown here. He's got like what tribal factions they may have belonged to and okay, Thomas,
wow.
That's pretty interesting. I need to go back and read this. He says, Haley converted to Christianity in 97. Vivek is still Hindu. Yes, that's true. Thomas from Athens. P.S., he says, I wonder how long it'll be before the race baiters come out against the Hindu candidate. Also, he says, Haley may have been reared by parents in a matriarchal marriage, hence Haley's intensity to wrest control from her opponents. That is a deep, insightful,
wow,
incisive email. Cogent analysis, Thomas from Athens. Teresa from Town Creek, we have a picture of her dog sound asleep. Like only dogs can sleep. It's like totally sprawled out saying her Abigail was really excited about the debate. Not really. TL from Huntsville, I would have rather seen Larry Elder on the stage rather than Asa Hutchinson, Doug Burgum, or Chris Christie. I hope Fox figures out their pollings and disqualifying rules soon. Seems a bit disingenuous. I believe, by the way, the qualifying rules, though, TL, they were set by the Republican National Convention conference. I mean, so the RNC is who I believe set the rules for who gets on the stage. So there's that. Brandon from Athens is mad at you. He called it Bummer and the Queen. So apparently he doesn't like your opinion on something to do with it.
He doesn't like it.
Okay.
That's all right.
We'll live with you. All right. Mike Pence. Brian from Huntsville says, Mike Pence could have Hunter Biden as VP. Wow. Then you'd have Race Bannon and Bandit.
Wow.
And on that one, take me to a break. All right, we'll take the break right now. We'll come right back. That is pretty funny. Race Bannon and Bandit. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I got more of your text messages and a little more commentary when we get back. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Well, this has been a good one. I'll tell you who else is a good one, ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, been with us since the very beginning. They are doing amazing work at providing all kinds of business end solutions for different businesses all over North Alabama and really beyond. They do things like sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter, man, I always say it, it remains staffing. You need people, they can help you find people. Doesn't matter whether you need just the one or two people with kind of special, hard-to-find, niche kind of skills, or if you need a whole shift of people to run a factory or staff up a hospital or do something in the service industry. It doesn't matter. Blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, it don't matter is what I always say. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions. You can find them on their website at zlausa.com. I know these folks personally. I believe in what they do and how they do it, and they've really made a name for themselves. I mean, they have so grown in the last few years. They are all over the state. So check them out. Their website, ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. And, man, when you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. The text messages keep flooding in there, Boom Shakalaka. I mean, I'm looking here to see. Brandon from Athens. Yep. All right. We'd love to meet you, Brandon. Skip from Pinson. Wondering if what happens, we've never had a Hindu sworn into office. He wants to know, will he be sworn in on the Bible? I don't have an answer for that, but I doubt it.
Ooh.
I'm just pretty sure he could say no to that if he wanted to. I don't know. Kenny from Huntsville. Traditional debate model on cable or main channels is extinct. It should be in the podcast format. Better yet, on Joe Rogan, so the issues, the debate, and the rebuttals can really be substantive and meaningful. Also, journalists chairing these things should be ended now and forever. Kenny of Huntsville. Okay, I'm going to partially agree. I mean, I could see where they might do something, you know, online streaming with a broad audience and take more time and not have commercial breaks and all that kind of stuff. I don't think this whole debate model's dead. Maybe I'm just old and, like, stuck in my ways. But I think this is necessary. And it may not be that it gets the widest viewing audience. But here's the thing. It provides the sound bites for future discussion. It also, by the way, it shows you who can stand up there and hold their own. And who can make sense and think on the fly. And there's a whole lot of leadership in how well you can think on the fly. And actually make sense and convey, you know, what you would do in a certain situation or why you feel a certain way about a certain thing. So anyway, I think it's still a go. I say stay on but here's what I would like to see, and I heard this earlier. I think they ought to set something up where you do the debate, but then each one of the candidates has their own recorded podcast interview that follows the debate. So that if there's eight people on stage, then there's eight 30-minute podcast interviews you can go get to listen to that follow, and have a more deep dive and allow them to to expand on who they are and what they are as people.
That'd be good.
I think it would.
Yeah. I like that idea.
They can do it right here in the Right Side studio.
Hey, come on. Bring them in.
Just listen. If y'all are listening, Boomer and I will do it. We got a seat with a microphone, and we'll make it work. John from Huntsville. So Boomer and Lee get a B-minus because he disagreed with our thoughts on the debate. Phil gets an A-minus. Obviously, the winner of today's show is McQueen with an A++.
Oh, obviously.
She should have been on the debate stage, she says. John. Dave from Hazel Green. Hey, Phil, it's Dave from Hazel Green. I was wondering if we still had a supply problem in chips and off the coast of California because it seems like supplies are still down. Price is still up. What do you think? Well, I'm not even talking about that, Dave, but thank you for asking. Yes, supply chain is still jacked up. Try to get your car fixed. Tell me if they have a part. Oh, it's still a thing.
Let me tell you about that.
I said that while I was looking at you. still driving the old beater right now.
I'm still driving the old beater truck around. He said 45 to days to 90 to whoever knows.
Nothing takes that long, man.
I'm like, come on, I'll go make the part.
I'm about to say, we could sail to China and get it and bring it back by now. Peg Leg Dave, who I met last night at it was so awesome, by the way. I'm sitting there on the air talking, and I got the microphone in my hand. All of a sudden, there's like somebody standing like right next to me, and he goes, "Hey, Phil!" And I stopped what I was doing. He goes, "It's me, Peg Leg Dave from Gurley." And it was okay, so awesome.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm going to say that you need to do more remotes, and you as in once we get the new software one day, we're going to both do remotes to meet everybody.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
I think so. I like it. You know, and I'll tell you what else I like, too. There's somebody, I'm trying to think who it was, that used to actually have his studio, like, in a glassed-in window in a mall so people could walk by and see him while he was in there doing
and
it.
And wave?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Peg Leg Dave did text in, though. He says, great show today, Phil. Loved hearing all the different opinions. That's America. Also great meeting you last night. So thank you, brother. Good to see you there, man. He and his sweet wife both were there last night. And by the way, Peg Leg, send me a copy of that picture we made together. So I didn't get a copy myself. Dan from Rogersville says, there was too much yelling and talking over others when they each had their own 30 seconds. Can the microphones be turned off when needed? I want to hear the answers. So, yes, a few years ago, CNN did that, and it was really obnoxious. They would cut off your mic, so you'd be in the middle of a sentence and your mic would go away.
Uh-oh.
I think we have to keep it like it is. I think it really gets obnoxious when they're shutting off your microphones. And it builds tension. I don't think it's necessary. I'd sooner have them ring the bell and then they sort of talk out the rest of their sentence and then stop. And generally speaking, they did pretty good on that. I'll take a couple more. I can't even get to all of them, man. John from Brownsboro. Ramaswamy was bombastic. Christie was like a petulant child. DeSantis was firm and combative, but needed to be a bit more personable to gain some favorability. Still a DeSantis supporter, and I think Trump just said, y'all can go to the Alamo and I will go to jail. I don't know what the Alamo means, but okay. And then Juan from Newmarket. We hadn't heard from Juan in a while. Juan from Newmarket. Debate insight. He said, as someone who voted for Mo Brooks over Katie Britt, Mo Brooks came off as a wounded dog, just nipping anything Trump-related. He was the Chris Christie of the show. He's talking about, okay, so he's talking about our discussion last night on WVNN.
Okay.
from Terry's Pizza. Well, listen, it was an amazing night, and I appreciate all of y'all who were there and those who listened in afterwards. Here's the thing. My final word on the debate. I'm a fan of doing the debates. I think they're necessary. I think you show people whether you could stand up there with your competition, trade the blows, keep your composure, think on your feet. You don't have to watch every one of them, but you need to know that your people are willing to do it. Trump being gone last night, I'm fine with it. I think it was reasonable for him to be gone last night. I think he has to be there next time, though. He can't continue to not be on the stage. You can't be that guy. So the night before his, you know, having to go get his friggin' mugshot done, which is still just chapping me, I understand why he wasn't there last night. Next time, I think he has to be there. In the meantime, we'll keep talking. Coming up tomorrow, State Senator Garland Gudger will be in studio with us. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.